Cyber vandalism prevents a serious threat to agencies. Just ask U.S. Central Command. As several attacks over the past year have proven, users need ways to prevent or at least counter intrusions of social media accounts. And that's where the Social Media Cyber Vandalism Toolkit comes in. It's a new living document, as they put it, from the General Services Administration. For more on the guide, we turn to Justin Herman. He's the Social Media Program Lead in the Office of Innovative Technologies at GSA. Justin, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Tom.
All right. So tell us about this guide. What is it? What caused you to feel the need to create it?
Well, I mean, as a lot of people have seen, of course, is that there's been incidences that have happened in the past, and sometimes periodically, and it's the nature of the technology itself, will continue to happen. And so what we wanted to do is ensure that, and both people within government and people outside of government knew that all federal agencies had access to the most up-to-date and current security information on how they can prepare for, respond to, quickly recover from cyber vandalism on social media.
Now, tell us how it works for the federal government. I mean, we all have our own personal Twitter accounts and this account and that account, and we've got an email associated with it and a password.
Yeah.
When you're a federal agency, I mean, who owns a particular account and who has access to it? Who knows the password to it?
Well, that's actually why in the government we have a particular greater challenge, I think, in the security of it, because exactly it. When you set up, like, let's say your Facebook or Twitter account on a personal level, you're using your Gmail. You can use things like two-factor authorization, which basically has two levels of passwords, one being a text alert to your phone. If someone's trying to get into your account, including you. But as you can imagine, many DOD facilities, the intelligence community, there's places where they can't bring phones into their buildings. So things like that where we have to basically go an extra yard to really be able to look at what are all the different security features for each individual application, but also what are the unique environmental things to our agencies, to our missions ourselves, that might hinder or encourage the adoption of best practices.
All right, so what are some of the best practices that agencies can add to what they're doing now to make sure people stay out of those accounts?
I mean, on a basic level, what we say, and this is, I think, it's the same across the board, whether you're a civilian, whether you're in public service, or whether you're a company. And that's actually what's interesting about the playbook is once we released it, we've been getting contacted by people outside of government within companies saying that they actually intend to use it themselves. Which is a nice side effect to it. But when it comes down to it, is the way we set this up is that there's three levels in which the playbook is broken up. And essentially it's readiness on how, what are you doing in order, what are the steps that you're taking? Are you using two-factor authorization? Are you only using .gov email addresses like you asked? What are those basic things that you're able to do in order to prevent basic phishing scams, things like that, which as much as we like to say we all know how to do these things, oftentimes it's the small things, somebody does it, and that's what creates the vulnerability. The second part of it is, okay, let's say it does happen to you, and things will happen, is that how can you quickly, within minutes, regain control of your account and basically recover? So that's the second phase of the resource, which is a checklist. These are the people to contact. This is the information. This is the checklist to go down in order to, as quickly and effectively as possible, regain control and accountability over your online programs. The third part of the toolkit, and it's, of course, the response. It's not just enough even to quickly regain control of your accounts. We have a responsibility in order to use social media then to alert people, A, that such a breach happened, two, that you're back in control so people maintain their trust in the public services.
We're speaking with Justin Herman. He's Social Media Program Lead in the Office of Innovative Technologies at the GSA. And going back to the readiness or phase one, the very first point on the toolkit mentions to establish a stakeholder or identify a stakeholder team. And you mentioned social media team is on there, the program manager, the public affairs person, the general counsel, IT security, and a senior leader to be above all of this. So clearly in the federal government, and as I guess in large corporations, no one person really has access to or control over a social media account. And if someone therefore wants to say, I mean, what's a good practice if, say, I'm just Joe Blow at GSA, but I have something that everyone agrees would be a great tweet, but you're not going to let me get onto the account. Do I write out the tweet and hand it to somebody and they put it online?
Well, every agency is different on it. Like, for instance, what we do is we use a third-party platform like Hootsuite, in which we're able to individually on Twitter and Facebook have the highest level of security, but that also allows us to use that management dashboard to be able to have a number of people able to post to it. So that gives us the best of both worlds, where we have multiple people with access, but when it comes down to it, we're able to maintain the highest level of security standards. And that's definitely something in the resource we encourage people to take a look at. And that's one of the ways we can get around that problem with two-factor authorization on phones is, like I said, we're able to that's the challenge we have in government agencies, essentially, like you said, is having multiple people needing responsibility over something versus how do you have, you know, tight control and accountability over security and also management of the platform itself.
And another suggestion you have is to audit social media inventory, because there does seem to be a growth in the number of accounts within a given agency, and especially for companies and federal agencies alike. Often there are similarly named accounts that are from the other sector. In the case of, you know, it's the private sector for government, or for companies, it could be the customer sector, and either for purposes of support or purposes of bird dogging them.
Yeah, well, actually, a funny thing we always see is that sometimes they'll come out an article, like the most comprehensive list of government Twitter accounts there is, and there's like a couple hundred of them down there, and that's nice. But what people should know is that we have over 5,000 social media accounts in government globally, and we have it, you know, what's called the Federal Social Media Registry, which both Google and Facebook has said that they will use to verify accounts and get the little check marks on them so people can trust them. And we actually recommend that all social media platforms use the Federal Social Media Registry as part of this cybersecurity effort, so people know that when they're engaging online that they can trust the fact that regardless of whether it's a popular account or not, which is usually the threshold for getting a little blue check mark, that they know that they are with a trusted, verified government account in that sense.
Yeah, I guess that answers a question I had. If you are the federal government, you can probably get the attention of Facebook or Google in a way that an individual can't possibly hope to.
Sometimes we maintain very good relationships with them, because what we have around the clock is, so we have what's called the Federal Social Gov Community, or it's originally called the Social Media Community of Practice. But essentially, we just added our 900 federal manager to it yesterday. And what we do is, these are people, managers from every government agency that are collectively working together, from the intelligence community, defense community, right down to the post office, EPA, Smithsonian. We all talk together every day. And a lot of people don't know that we have shared training programs, that we have listservs and ways in which we're rapidly able to communicate. So we like to say that even if you're a one deep shop in government, you're not, because you have 900 people behind you that could rise to the occasion. So what we did with this toolkit is that when we knew we wanted to create this, within a day we had a dozen agencies step up from the intelligence community, DOD, some of the best specialists in government on this, and we were able to quickly and collaboratively work together in order to do this. And also we invited, so we had Facebook and Hootsuite and the social platforms themselves contributed to this playbook. So when we say, when somebody asks, well, how do you know this is the best practice? We know because Facebook gave it to us directly. And that's also why we call it a living document, because the old model of, let's say, having a strategy or a security plan in place and then updating it once a year, that's just not realistic for this technology, because the settings and everything changes, and especially because there's, you know, a myriad of different social media platforms, each with their own security standards. We really need to be more on top of it and create living documents like this that evolve and change to reflect the rapid evolution of the technology itself and the reality of the challenges we all face.
And how frequently are social media sites in the federal government hacked like this, like CENTCOM?
You don't see it that often, thank goodness. But that being said, these things are in some ways inevitabilities, and it will undoubtedly happen again. But that's what we say, is that it's fine. You can prepare for it. Do everything you can. But this is how to quickly regain control of your accounts. This is how to quickly maintain accountability and respond. So we're not saying that this is going to 100% protect everyone. But what we're saying is that when it does happen, we do everything in our possibility in order to, like I said, properly respond and properly maintain the integrity of our digital services.
Justin Herman is the social media program lead in the Office of Innovative Technologies at the GSA. Thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much.